This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump took the stage to make nearly an hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are trying to steal the election without providing evidence for the remarks, speculating on the use of mail-in ballots designed to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. As part of a significantly scaled-back proceeding in response to the coronavirus pandemic, only a small fraction of the total Republican delegates took part in nominating Mr. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for a second term. In a break in tradition, President Trump is set to, he spoke to delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually, the nominee does not speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. After Monday's speech, the president flew to North Carolina, town of Mills River, with his daughter, Ivanka. In remarks there, he declared the Great American Comeback is underway. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday in a speech from the White House to be followed by fireworks. Talks between West African envoys and Mali's new military rulers Monday failed to yield an agreement on how the country should return to civilian rule after last week's coup, according to negotiators. Separately, both sides said that the ousted president, Ibrahim, whose return to office had initially been demanded by the regional bloc, no longer wished to govern. Deadlock on the key issue of civilian transition emerged after the fledgling junta denied it wanted a 3-year handover period by a soldier. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.